This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last week we had good tickets to give away.
Yep.
We did it all week.
Mm-hmm.
We got great tickets today, too.
Yes,
Metallica,
we do.
Northwest Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to go see Metallica, who
Very
Cakes
good.
Wants to see
yeah.
perform at halftime
would,
of Super Bowl.
Would love to see that. Would love to go to that show, too.
By the way, what was your take on the national anthem?
I actually didn't see
you didn't
it.
Didn't see it?
Oh. I think I was upstairs.
Oh, with John.
Watching the basement.
John Batiste. Whatever.
I had seen him before, but where's
sure
he been?
I'm sure he's a star. Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
He must be from New Orleans.
I think he just jazzed it up too much for me.
It was long. It seemed
I think
it, was
it went
long.
Under, though.
It did?
Still went under.
Hey, yeah. Maybe in the next segment we can talk about Valdez was telling Drab. He went to Chuck Lee's kid's birthday party mm-hmm. at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Chuck Lee's son, I think, turned 4.
Uh-huh.
And Valdez says he couldn't be a parent. He was overwhelmed by 1 hour of watching kids.
This is too much.
He wasn't even watching them. Yeah. Supervised. He was just observing other parents.
Are you out, Valdez?
Yeah. Well, just,
are you just
going to
be the uncle?
Every parent looks so tired.
Yeah.
You won't get a vasectomy on the air.
I was telling Drab, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it,
you
bud.
You just sacrifice.
All I right. told him my kid.
We'll talk about that next segment.
Sometimes when my kid's 7, sometimes my kid will have an activity followed by a play date. I drop off the kid from the play date, and on the ride home, she starts telling me she's bored.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just set up a 3-hour play date, and he's coming from swim. And
they want constant attention.
Yep. All right, our pal Will Brinson joins us from CBS Sports. Will, how many kids do you have?
I have one 11-year-old boy.
Yeah.
All what right. was the toughest year for you to raise your 11-year-old so far?
I just assumed it's like a running cycle of that year.
whatever year you're in currently. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, the twos and threes and like that age is like really tough because, you know, there's not like a lot of communicating. There's a lot of yelling. 11 is awesome because he'll be like, hey, Dad, let's have Nintendo night. And he kicked my ass at Tecmo Bowl like 52-0. Like, it was worse than the Super Bowl. And he was like running up the score. Like I was Dallas for some reason. He was like, you know, the 85 Bears. He's just like running, running the ball down my throat over and over again. And so like that part's awesome. But you know, then you know, you have like scouts. Like we did scouts a couple weeks ago, and I'm sleeping on a tent on the ground in 22-degree weather, which is
sounds miserable.
Brutal.
I don't know which is worse,
right.
Scouts like, or sleeping outside in 22-degree weather.
Hey, but you get good dad
horrible.
Points for just doing that.
Yeah, for sure. And like, it's a great like bonding time. And like, I enjoyed it. Like, the next day when I woke up, like my side hurts, and you know, there's all this different stuff that you're doing. But it's like, yeah, this is awesome. This is not something you have to deal with when you're like when they're 7, but you know, here we are.
Hmm. All right, so you mentioned the terrible Super Bowl. What was kind of like your biggest takeaway from that?
So I wrote about this for CBSSports.com. I think this is kind of knee-jerk because, I mean, I was going the other way. Like, if the Chiefs had won, probably. But I think we kind of have to hit the pause button on Mahomes and comparing him to Brady.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, like, Tom Brady would not have gotten blown out in two Super Bowls.
Right.
I mean, the Chiefs have been blown out twice, once against the Buccaneers. And, I mean, granted, like, you know, Brady lost to the Giants when they were able to rush four, get the defense home. But, I mean, like, they were crazy competitive, awesome games. You know, he was down 28-3 to the Falcons, but figured out a way to get back in the game and eventually win the game. I mean, at no point in either of these Super Bowls against the Bucs and then the Eagles last night did you have any real sense that the Chiefs and Mahomes were rallying something to, like, come back and win that game. And so, we've seen him pull it off against the Niners twice,
yep,
where he really needed to come back, and then against the Eagles, of course, you know, a couple years ago. I mean, and we know he can do it. I mean, they do it all the time, and, like, he's an incredible quarterback, but it's like, you just can't get blown out at Super Bowls repeatedly and then, like, expect anyone to suggest you're the greatest of all
time. And by the way, Will, one of those blowouts was to Tom Brady, and Brady was 21-for-29 in that game for three touchdowns. Yeah. I mean, he was awesome.
How about the fact that Tom Brady has somehow been in the building for both of the Eagles' Super Bowls in the history of their franchise, both of the games in which Patrick Mahomes was blown out.
Right. Like he's bad luck for him, right? Yeah,
he's good luck for the Eagles, or he's bad luck for Patrick Mahomes. I mean,
yeah.
And Nick Foles did out a tweet last night, like, trolling Brady, and I'm sure Brady's like, all right, dang it, like, Foles got me again. But, I mean, you know Brady's calling that game last night, like, yeah, dude, nobody's catching me. I'm the goat. Like, this is – if you're going to put this performance up while I'm calling the game, like, nobody's going to tell you that I'm not.
I would love to know what he was telling Burkhart during commercial breaks.
Yeah. Well, and, because he had his quotes this week, or maybe – I can't remember exactly where it was. Brady's been talking a lot, obviously, but he's like, I knew the Chiefs defense better than they knew it themselves. Like, talking about it, coming into that Super Bowl when he was at the Bucs, and Patrick Mahomes wore a green suit to the stadium.
Mm-hmm. That was a bad idea.
If you're gonna do that, don't get your face kicked in by the defense.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Will, I don't think I'm the only one that noticed this. I think everybody had to have. Everybody except for Xavier Worthy on the Chiefs' offense looked like they were running in quicksand. Like, they just looked old and slow outside of Worthy. Like, they need to make some major revamps on offense if they want to get back to the Super Bowl going forward, I would think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, I mean, remember, Rashee Rice is a difference maker.
True.
And he went down early in the season, of course, but, he probably should have been suspended anyway. It's worth noting, the last time they got blown out in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs went, I think they traded for Orlando Brown that offseason, or, went and made, like, big-time investments in the offensive line. I mean, the problem is, we said this, and it's, I guess it rings a little true, but it's like, you're killing me a Tyreek Hill type. And, I mean, I think that – I mean, Xavier Worthy might be that guy. But, yeah, I think the rest of the offense, it really – I don't know if it was, like, the score bug or just the broadcast itself. It just felt like – it was just – the game was not, like, just wasn't enjoyable to watch, right? Like, wasn't really, like, palatable for the eyes. And I think the Chiefs looking so slow and so old was a large part of that.
I'll tell you what, if someone would have said, I'll give you 24.5 points in the Chiefs at halftime, I would have liquidated my 401k and I would have put it on, and I would have been dirt poor. I mean, that was just shocking to me. 40-6 at one point. It's just, I did not expect it.
I mean, it was, dude. Like, I was – somebody asked me, they're like, has there been a shutout in the Super Bowl? And I'm like, I mean, I'm supposed to know that. I'm pretty sure the answer is no, but, like, let me double check. And then I was like, I'm going to write about that. And then the Chiefs score immediately. Also, a fun fact that I was told last night by somebody who went to Texas, but Xavier Worthy, the first Texas Longhorn to ever score in a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Isn't that insane? How is that possible?
Yeah, like, that's kind of random, yeah. We were talking about it earlier. Props to Howie Roseman for all the moves and his scouting department, obviously, too. But all the draft picks that have all hit. I mean, they've all hit. Because, you know, all these first rounders over the last two drafts, I mean, they're all significant players. The trades he made, you know, obviously to go out and get AJ Brown and obviously getting Barkley. I mean, all of these moves were just huge for them.
Yeah, he had missed. I mean, you know, he had Wentz there and it wasn't, you know, he wasn't sure about it. So he, I mean, it was a, remember when he drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round? It was like aggressive. It was like a big deal in Philly. Carson Wentz was not happy about it. And, you know, he obviously supplanted him and Wentz is on the Chiefs now. I mean, you know, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, the way I think what's really impressive about what Howie Roseman's done with it is, to me, when you can lose Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, one guy who's definitely a Hall of Famer and one guy who's like a borderline Hall of Famer, but both guys who were like the literal backbone of your offense and defense, they are the two biggest leaders in your locker room of a team that, you know, had Super Bowl aspirations, you know, several years in a row. You lose them, and then you go win the Super Bowl with, like, the guys that you, you know, because you've replaced them with, you know, whether it's Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter is just unbelievable. You know, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, they you know, it's kind of, I don't know why more people haven't kind of tried to follow what he's done, which is just draft SEC guys.
Yeah.
Just draft from Alabama and Georgia, and it worked out pretty well. A.J. Brown trade was fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it's like Howie Roseman deserves a ton of credit because this is a guy who, you know, has been, remember he got like banished when Chip Kelly was there and somehow came back and has won two Super Bowls there.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talking to Will Brinson from CBS Sports. It's funny you mentioned the draft Alabama guys because Washington kind of did that with Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne. They were going down that highway and we had a discussion earlier. It was like, well, what do the Commanders need to do to get to Philly's level? I understand they played in the NFC Championship game, but when you watch that game, you're like, yeah, they're not close talent-wise. What do you think they have to do?
Get trade for Myles Garrett. That's a hot topic, right?
I mean, we've been talking about it. Yep.
I don't mind the idea of like, okay, so Washington has a young quarterback on a rookie deal. He's special. There's no questioning that. I mean, you know, even if Jaden Daniels has like a sophomore slump, he's still going to be really, really good. You have a late first round pick this year because you made it to the NFC title game. Like, you know, the pick ended up being like six spots later than because of the playoff run. If you trade for Garrett, you do it before the 2025 draft because you want to use that pick. And then if you have to use another one, you know, you're banking on, we had Myles Garrett, we have Jaden Daniels, we have Dan Quinn, we have all this talent. We're not going to be a terrible football team.
We think the Cowboys are going to be pretty terrible. We're confident the Giants are going to be terrible. And, you know, the Eagles are a problem. But, like, you know, realistically, like, second place should be the floor for the Commanders in the division next year. So I think I'd be willing to, like, consider the two first to go get Garrett just because he's such an elite pass rusher, and that would be such a difference maker on that side of the ball for this team. You know, there's other stuff they got to do, too, of course. But, I mean, I think, you know, if you're the Commanders, you know you got to chase the Eagles, but you feel like you're in pretty good shape.
Is Garrett good at stopping the run? Because we saw what Saquon did against Washington three different times this year.
I mean, he's a good player against the run. He's a better pass rusher, but, you know, he's not going to stop Saquon from running. Yeah. I mean, like, the problem with the Saquon thing, like, you know, if Saquon had signed on a big contract with the Giants and stayed in New York, he would have had a bleh season.
Right.
He wouldn't be winning the Super Bowl and be, you know, rushing, setting records for rushing yards and stuff like that because, quite frankly, he's running behind a great offensive line with a quarterback who's a great threat to run the football too, and he's just an elite running back who fits in perfectly with what the Eagles do and how they call plays.
Yeah, he probably would have had 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns for the Giants.
Yeah, in like 70 receptions, yeah. Like 150 receptions because the Giants were always losing and checking down to him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Will, good stuff. Right, good stuff, Will Brinson from CBS Sports. Thanks.
Bye, guys. See you.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Remember, we got the Metallica tickets still to give away later in the program.
Later in the program? Just one segment left?
I'm just trying to keep them to stay tuned, EB.
All right, this bitter cold Washington winter weather is here. Can your home's heating system keep up? Ensure your family's comfort all season long by calling the 5-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. A Crop Metcalf 5-star technician is equipped with the top-notch training and experience to properly fix and maintain your system and can catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.